Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Republic Services, or RSG as you might know it on the ticker. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've likely come across this giant in the waste management space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Republic Services tick, breaking down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, while keeping an eye on what could drive this stock for your portfolio over the long haul. Let's get started with a quick overview and some fresh updates before we dig into the nitty-gritty. Company overview. For those who might not be as familiar, Republic Services is a heavyweight in the environmental services industry, operating within the broader industrials sector. They're one of the largest providers of waste collection, recycling, and disposal services in the U.S., with a massive footprint that touches both residential and commercial markets, with thousands of employees and a market cap that places them firmly among the big players. They've built a reputation for consistency in a sector that's often overlooked, but absolutely essential. Their operations span multiple regions, and they've been pushing hard into sustainability, a buzzword that's becoming a core part of their identity. Let's see how they've been performing lately and what's been making waves. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, Republic Services has been in the news for some solid moves. Their recent earnings call for Q2 2025 highlighted a strong performance, with revenue and adjusted EBITDA showing growth that's caught the eye of investors. They've been vocal about their commitment to sustainability, which isn't just PR fluff, it's a strategic focus that's aligning with broader industry trends. Performance-wise, over the past year, they've shown steady gains, outpacing their industry in several timeframes, especially when you look at the one-year and five-year returns. Short-term, there's been some fluctuation, but the longer-term trend suggests resilience. Now let's break this down through a SWOT lens to see where Republic Services stands for us as long-term investors, while also touching on some shorter-term catalysts that could move the needle. SWOT analysis. Strengths: robust financial performance. Republic Services is posting impressive numbers, with revenue growth and a healthy net income trend over recent years. Their latest earnings call pointed to strong adjusted EBITDA margins, which tells us they're not just growing, but doing so efficiently. For long-term investors, this kind of financial stability in a non-cyclical industry is a big green flag. Market leadership and scale. As one of the top dogs in waste management, they've got a massive operational network. Their size gives them pricing power and the ability to weather economic downturns better than smaller competitors. Plus, their geographic diversification, evident from their revenue segments, means they're not overly reliant on any single market. Sustainability focus. They're not just hauling trash, they're investing heavily in recycling and renewable energy projects. This aligns with regulatory tailwinds and consumer demand for greener solutions, positioning them as a forward-thinking player in an industry often seen as stagnant. Solid cash flow generation. Their free cash flow yield is looking healthy, based on the latest metrics. This gives them flexibility to reinvest in growth, pay down debt, or return value to shareholders through dividends. Which, by the way, they've been consistent with, sporting a decent dividend yield. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. Let's not sugarcoat it. Their debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side. While they've got the cash flow to manage it, a heavy debt load can limit flexibility if interest rates climb or if economic conditions tighten. For long-term holders, this is something to monitor, especially if they keep acquiring to fuel growth. Labor and demand challenges. Their recent earnings call flagged some headwinds in labor markets and softer demand in certain segments. Rising costs for talent or a slowdown in commercial waste volumes could squeeze margins if not addressed. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a short-term drag we can't ignore. Valuation metrics. Speaking of valuations, their price-to-earnings ratio isn't exactly screaming bargain. Compared to industry averages, they're trading at a premium. Now, forward PE estimates suggest some moderation, but for value-focused investors, this might temper enthusiasm in the near term. Opportunities. Acquisition pipeline. Republic Services mentioned a strong acquisition pipeline in their Q2 2025 call, and that's exciting. strategic buyouts can expand their footprint and drive revenue growth, especially in underserved markets. For long-term investors, this could be a key growth driver if they execute well. Sustainability tailwinds. With governments and corporations pushing for greener practices, their investments in recycling and renewable natural gas could be a game changer. They're already seeing traction here, and as regulations tighten, they could capture even more market share. Industry consolidation. The waste management space is ripe for consolidation, and Republic Services is well positioned to lead or benefit from it. Their scale and financial muscle mean they can snap up smaller players or form partnerships that boost their dominance. Steady demand in essentials. Waste management isn't sexy, but it's recession resistant. As populations grow and urbanization continues, the need for their services isn't going anywhere. That's a bedrock opportunity for long-term stability in your portfolio. Threats, regulatory risks. While sustainability is an opportunity, it also comes with regulatory scrutiny. Stricter environmental laws or compliance costs could weigh on profitability if they're not ahead of the curve. It's a double-edged sword we need to watch. Competitive pressure. They're not alone in this space. Rivals are also eyeing sustainability and acquisitions, and if Republic Services slips on innovation or pricing, they could lose ground. Industry performance metrics show tight competition, especially over shorter timeframes like the past month. Economic sensitivity in certain segments. While waste management is generally stable, their commercial and industrial segments can take a hit during economic slowdowns. If we see a broader downturn, those softer demand trends they mentioned could worsen. Rising operational costs. Between labor shortages and inflation impacting fuel or equipment costs, their margins could face pressure. Their capital expenditure is significant, and if returns on those investments lag, it might spook investors looking at short-term results. Key insights for investors. Let's tie some of this together with a few nuggets to chew on. First, Republic Services' focus on sustainability isn't just a feel-good story. It's a strategic moat that could pay off big time as the world shifts toward greener policies. But, and this is a big but, their debt levels and current valuation mean you've got to time your entry or be ready to hold through some volatility. Short term, keep an eye on how they navigate labor costs and demand softness. Those could be near-term catalysts or drags. Long-term, their acquisition strategy and industry positioning make them a compelling play in a stable, if unsexy, sector. And hey, that dividend yield isn't half bad for income-focused investors in our audience. Conclusion and outlook. So where does Republic Services stand for the long-term investor? Overall, I'm cautiously optimistic. They've got a rock-solid foundation with strong financials and a clear vision for the future, especially on the sustainability front. The debt and valuation concerns are real, but not deal-breakers if you've got a multi-year horizon. Their ability to capitalize on acquisitions and industry trends could drive significant upside, though regulatory and competitive risks mean it's not a set-it-and-forget-it stock. For those of you building wealth over the long haul, Republic Services offers a blend of stability and growth potential that's worth considering. Just keep tabs on those short-term headwinds. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep investing smart.